Welcome back to the program. We're greeted this morning on the front page of the Daily Telegraph by news that Usain Bolt potentially will play football in the A-League, or if they've described it, the Reggae League, which is a very clever headline. To see whether there's any veracity to this claim, why don't we speak to the guys trying to put the deal together. That's Tony Rallis, who joins us on the line from the UK. G'day, Tony.
Gentlemen, good morning to you.
Yeah, good morning to you. Thanks very much for your time. You've created a bit of a stir here. Can you tell us where exactly you are at with putting this deal together with Usain Bolt and the Central Coast Mariners?
Well, the deal between the Mariners and Usain Bolt in principle has been agreed, subject to a couple of benchmarks, namely a trial. And, of course, some marquee fund support from the FFA. So once the FFA comes back and says that they'll be part of the process, we go into the trial, as stated in the Telegraph today.
Right. Tony, can I ask his skill level? We know him as a runner, but his skill level, I'm sure, at a local A-League level would be high, but coming into a professional league like the A-League, how confident are you that he would make the transition?
Laurie, it's no different, Champ, to Jarryd Hayne. We all wished and hoped that he would be successful in the NFL.
Yep.
Like Jarryd Hayne, he's a person, Usain Bolt and his management are very conscious of protecting his brand.
Sure.
So they've agreed to a trial. They understand that he has to go through 6 weeks of a trial. Mate, I'm a stakeholder of the game. I manage a lot of players. The last thing I want as a stakeholder of our game is for people to say it's a gimmick.
Yep.
It's like saying, oh, well, Laurie Daly's on radio because it's a gimmick. Well, it's not, because Laurie Daly holds his own.
Some people might think otherwise, Tony.
Well, I disagree a lot. It's some of the best commentators are former great footballers. Is that a gimmick? Is Andrew Johns or Laurie Daly or Brad Fittler a gimmick? No, it's not. You look forward to seeing these blokes. Sure, some blokes don't stack up, but others stack up and have long careers. And this bloke's an ambitious athlete. You know, the A-League needed a hero. And
yeah,
we've got Superman. I'm hitting in the UK as we speak. The Sun's running, the Sun Mirror, or whatever they're called here. It's caused a lot of, you know, half of Australia hasn't woken up yet, and yet it's made more news than anything that the FFA or anyone else has been able to do. And look, what we've got to realise is we're going to enter new platforms. There's 1,100,000 kids playing the game, but we're talking about all the others that will look at it as an unbelievable adventure. And Usain himself does not want to come and not be competitive. I'm not suggesting for one moment that he's coming to be a superstar. But if he's competitive, he will lift our A-League profile. He will create dreams of young people. And he'll give the A-League a profile no amount of money can buy.
Mm. Hey, Tony, we've already had a caller, Wally, on the line and say, look, the job's already been done because the publicity that's been generated out of this has garnered great attention for the A-League outside of A-League season. The question remains, though, if you don't get the FFA support that you're looking for, does the deal fall over? And further to that, is this a way to bring the FFA to the table from a negotiation point of view?
Well, the FFA's been engaged in the whole process. You know, they've been away in a little event called the World Cup that 50 billion people watch. I know, so that took their time in the first 6 weeks of it. The last 6 weeks we've been communicating. We've tried to de-risk it as far as, not just for the branding of the A-League, but Bolt himself. Bolt signs multi-million dollar commercial deals. I mean, he's going to a club that, and I don't mind saying this, that the CEO, Sean Millencamp, will accept, at times struggles to get the commercial dollars. Some of the biggest multinationals have called him and said, listen, if he gets past stage one, we'll come on board.
Yeah.
Of course, his management want to make sure the owner of Central Coast Mariners has put his hand deep in his pocket and guaranteed 70% of the salary. We just feel that, he feels that, if he's doing this for the A-League's getting exposure on this, not just the Mariners.
Sure.
So the FFA should be chipping in. And again, I know the cynics will say it's a gimmick. Well, I didn't think Jarryd Hayne was a gimmick when he was trialling for NFL. he got to the first stage. We've got some benchmarks that will ensure for himself and our game that he will only be a contracted player if he meets those game benchmarks, and they will be determined by former Manchester United assistant coach Mike Phelan, who coached under Sir Alex Ferguson, who played for Manchester United, and obviously the head coach Mike Mulvey at the Central Coast Mariners.
Hey, Tone, we're beaten by the news here. So we can put it on the fact that it's agreed in principle. Now we're just waiting for everything to fall into place. Look, we know it's very last minute. We appreciate your time this morning, and thanks for joining us.
No problem.
Thanks, Tony.